From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. In the late 1800s, Mill Valley began as a pedestrian-friendly town with hundreds of shortcuts meandering up and down the hills. And those shortcuts provided connections between the streets on Mill Valley hillsides and the flatland. The steps and lanes and paths of Mill Valley were constructed in 1890, and they were designed to be used by residents as an easy way to get to town and to the public transportation at the train station, the depot downtown. In 2000, after years of neglect, the citizens, along with the city, began an effort to identify and rebuild these historic steps. The Steps, Lanes, and Paths project, known as the SLP project, is now funded through the City of Mill Valley's Vegetation Management Program. The program allows crews to clear vegetation, replace steps, and add marker posts, which identify the pathways if you'd care to explore them on your own. And of course, an added benefit is the fact that in the event of an emergency, these paths can be used as a safe evacuation route. My guest on today's field trip is photographer Robert Skip Sandberg, who for one lived in Mill Valley's West Blithedale Canyon for 35 years without even knowing that a picturesque pathway winding up a redwood-shaded hillside was just three blocks from his house. He discovered it while taking photos for his photo essay book, Steps, Lanes, and Paths of Mill Valley, published by John Carter & Company. The glossy 120-page photo essay traces the history of the town's 19th-century passageways. It's a beautifully photographed photo essay, and it shows the best of Mill Valley. And one reviewer said that, "You should be cautioned that reading this book may cause the reader to fall in love with Mill Valley." Please welcome to the field trip Robert Skip Sandberg. Welcome, Robert.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch.
Well, I know that these paths really owe a debt to this guy, Michael O'Shaughnessy. Do you know anything about him?
Michael O'Shaughnessy was an engineer, and he was famous in building waterways, and he built Hetch Hetchy, the water system for San Francisco, and I think he also built the water systems in Hawaii for the sugarcane fields. And O'Shaughnessy was working with the water guys that owned the big tracts of land on Mount Tamalpais and the big tract of land that was later developed into Mill Valley. So he was asked by them to plan out Mill Valley. So he basically had it surveyed. It was an open area. And it was O'Shaughnessy who planned all the roads and planned the shortcuts into town.
Wow.
My father-in-law is a lifelong member of the Sierra Club, and what I learned is that he was somebody who was not liked by the Sierra Club because of his work on Hetch Hetchy. There was some controversy, but we in Mill Valley are very grateful for the work that he did designing our beautiful town.
Yeah, what a great job. Well, let me ask you, Skip, a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
As a photographer, I've been doing photography for 40 years. I had a career in banking, and my photography, for the most part, was Little League games and my kids at parties and things like that, and I started exhibiting in Marin about 11 years ago. So my work is black and white photography, which is a way of photography that I feel strongly about. But I also do some color work. I like to work on film, but I also incorporate digital work. But film, black and white, landscape is what I'm most passionate about, I guess.
So let's get back to these pathways and everything. I guess a lot of those pathways were overgrown, and in the course of the years, people had built garages and fences and yards over them and all of that kind of thing.
That's true. There were over 300 when they were first designed. When O'Shaughnessy planned the town, he would plan lots, and between maybe four or five lots, between the lots, he put in a 10-foot easement that was a public easement that would go from one street down the hill to the next street or shortcut through town. And then it became an issue after these steps were built on the easements, who would maintain them? And my guess is that many of the steps were built by the contractors that as a way of helping sell the homes. But after 20, 30, 40 years, there was an issue of who'd maintain them, and they just were abandoned, rotted, or overgrown. So,
well, it's kind of a cool idea, isn't it, to have an easement between every five or six homes? I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a visionary, even though Hetch Hetchy may have been a bit of a disaster to some people.
Well, it was a town way before cars, so it was a pedestrian town, and that was, it's the best way to live in a hilly environment is to have little shortcuts.
Yeah. So tell me this, was the Oakland fire a big impetus for people in Mill Valley realizing they need a few escape routes?
Oh, sure. It was an enormous wake-up call. When you looked at the geography of the Oakland Hills, it was very much like the geography and the way Mill Valley is built. Narrow, windy roads and dense vegetation and 100-year-old trees. And, you know, 25 people died, 3,000 homes burned. And some people died because they couldn't get out. Cars would block the roads. It was a way of being trapped, and I think it was a wake-up call because there was a huge fire in Mill Valley in the 20s, and I think it burned for 2 or 3 days, and I think we're all very aware and concerned about the possibility of a big fire on Mount Tam.
Yeah, I was just reading actually today in the local paper that they're thinking of allowing herbicides to be used because there's a big problem with brush.
Right, broom, French broom.
Correct, yeah. Well, tell me about Victoria Talkington. I know that she was very active in working on these steps and paths.
Yeah, Victoria helped me with the book. She was very active in Mill Valley Planning Commission. I believe she was on the Planning Commission and took an interest in the history of the steps, lanes, and paths, and really knew a lot about how they were built and knew the issues of there being easements. So she was instrumental in forming groups of volunteers that would help restore and rebuild some of these different pathways. She helped me early on in ideas for the book. Originally, it was just going to be a coffee table book where, you know, nice pictures, and the emphasis was my photography. And she said, you know, you should really consider that there's a story there. And she told me about O'Shaughnessy and some of the early efforts. So with her suggestion, I spent time in the Mill Valley Library History Room finding out more about stories and public records of the steps. So it was her suggestion that really turned the book from just a photography book to more of a narrative of how and why they were built.
Well, I understand that when you were first approached about doing this book, that you were recovering from an accident and you didn't think it was really a good idea.
Well, I couldn't really commit. I just had ankle surgery. I had ruptured my Achilles tendon, and it was the day I came home from the hospital on crutches. And like many of the families in Mill Valley, our house is up off the street. There's 75 steps from the street up to the house. So I come home from the hospital on crutches, and there was a note in my mailbox suggesting that I think about doing work on photography work on the steps, lanes, and paths, and I thought that was really ironic, the timing of a note like that when I was looking up 75 steps on crutches to get home.
Well, you'd already been working on photos of the Dipsy Trail to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the race.
Yeah, I did, and that was work in process, and I thought then that I could combine the two. Because the Dipsy race start in Mill Valley on the steps, on the Dipsy steps.
Yeah.
Can't have one without the other.
So you personally walked up and down all of these stairs?
I did. There is a map of all of the steps, lanes, and paths that have been located in Mill Valley. It's a map of Mill Valley, part of the work that Victoria Talkington did with the city of Mill Valley. The city of Mill Valley has created the map, and they're at City Hall and various places. And I used the map as the background for the book and located all the various steps, lanes, and paths and hiked them. And then I've cross-referenced the map to my book so that if you see a picture of a pathway, I tell you what the name and number is, and you can find that on the map.
Well, if you're a person who's interested in encouraging walking or improving emergency escape routes, then join the Steps, Lanes, and Paths volunteers in Mill Valley as they gather for work days to help restore Mill Valley's historic steps. If you'd like to volunteer to help with the renovation work, please contact the Parks and Recreation Director, Christine Sansom, at 383-1370 or Victoria Talkington at 383-4049. And a Mill Valley Steps, Lanes, and Paths map may be purchased at the Mill Valley Public Library, and it's $5. Before we go, is there any one thing that you'd like to tell us about the book?
If I was going to say one thing, it would be that the book itself celebrates the people in Mill Valley that have volunteered to work and rebuild and to keep the steps open. The group is wide-ranging, from the Boy Scouts to the Rotary to step-by-step organization and just various volunteers. So I'd like to really acknowledge their wonderful contribution to the city.
Well, it's a beautiful book. Once again, Robert Skip Sandberg's book is called Steps, Lanes, and Paths of Mill Valley. It's available at various bookshops around Marin or at robertsandbergphoto.com. And Robert, thank you very much for taking us on a field trip today.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
That's Robert Sandberg, everybody. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.